Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
The purpose of creation. As I travel around the country and abroad, leading what I and those who work with me have come to call circles, a format in which light workers gather to share, teach, learn, and grow in spiritual awareness, I often ask the question, what is the purpose of human life? To which the most common replies have been, the purpose of human life is to love and serve. The purpose is for the human being to learn and grow. The purpose is simply for man, woman to experience joy and be happy. These responses are indeed lofty. However, they sound more like a list of humanity's personal desires for life than the Creator's purpose for initiating it. They imply that man is the purpose rather than an instrument to facilitate the purpose, as though humanity is the objective's end rather than the means to it. In a book entitled The Kabbalion, channeled by the three initiates, seven principles upon which the universe has been founded and is being sustained are laid out. The second of these principles is that of correspondence. It states, as above, so below, as below, so above. According to the Kabbalion, understanding this principle enables man to reason intelligently from the known to the unknown. Studying the monad, the smallest unit of life, he understands the archangel. Looking around at so many of the things that humanity has created, my understanding of the principle of correspondence leads me to ask what I believe is a very pertinent question. Did man create this car, this computer, this dress, this telephone, this VCR, etc., so that the things themselves might have an experience? Or were these things created so that man might have an experience? Whatever the answer turns out to be, it has to apply equally to the above and the below. If the answer is that the things were created so that they may fulfill humanity's predetermined purposes, that is, that the car would get her around faster and more comfortably, that the computer would make his life generally easier and more efficient, that the dress would cover and perhaps adorn her, that the telephone would make it possible for him to communicate across distances, etc. And if the principle of correspondence holds up, then I have an obligation as a thinking being to conclude that our Creator had a purpose that had little to do with our personal objectives and, as with man's creations, everything to do with our development and refinement, evolution, for his, her purpose. Based on results, some people believe that the purpose of life is to move from the womb to the tomb as quietly and safely as humanly possible. Just get through it. And further, that they have been charged with coming up with a way to do that. That is indeed a visionless conclusion. It would be like you creating a beautiful luxury car, a Rolls Royce, for example, with all the desired accoutrements to get around in. Then one day the car, just like Pinocchio, finds itself with a bit of consciousness and begins responding as though it knows the best way to proceed.